Oh, good morning. It's 7:27. Yes, 7:27. On Saturday, June the 26th, 2021. It's not terrible. It's not terrible. But yeah, that last quarter mile or so with the half mile or so with the sun beating on my back was a little rugged. I mean, temp 62 when I left the house. I'm not sure what it is now. The cloud cover that was giving me a certain amount of protection has pretty much burned off. Sky's almost all clear. There's a little bit of buttermilk sky up there at the moment. Buttermilk sky. A lot of blue sky. Luckily, I've got a lot of shade between here and home again. So it won't be too terrible. What am I going to talk about this morning? I don't know. Morning. Didn't recognize her without her hat. So, yeah, I've had one person say that the sound is okay. I'm going with it. The microphone is not picking up as much as I would have liked. It's not picking up as much as it used to. The file sizes are about 50% larger, the raw ones. The finished MP3s are the same size, but I used to do 20 minutes and 20 megs of audio. It's M4A. And I noticed the ones that come off this machine are 30 megs. So up from 20 to 30. Rendered down in MP3 for posting, they're still about 15K. 15K. 15 megs. So less than a meg a minute. So it is Saturday. I did see one of the friendly NPCs crossing the street a little while ago. I wasn't close enough to say hi. I really need to get out at 6:30. The problem was that today I barely got up by 6:30. I woke up at 3. And toyed with the idea of getting up and writing, and then said, no. And rolled over and went back to sleep. Slept till, it was well after 6. And usually I'm up by 5:30, so must have needed it. I'm doing a lot of walking, not a lot of talking. The thing I'm thinking about right at the moment is kind of dumb because it's not something I do anymore. But apparently Harvard had some big online education announcement in the last couple of days. And my friend Stephanie Moore, who worked with me when we were working at the National Center on severe and sensory disabilities. And we started working in distance ed in 1999. And we discovered that almost everything the field believed about online instruction using computer-mediated communications channels, almost everything the field believed is wrong. And I know I've talked about it in the past, but one of the things that really, really brought it to me was having, when I was still in my master's program, having the professor stand up in front of the class and say, yeah, online alienates students. It makes them feel alone. It isolates them. And it made no sense to me. It made no sense to me at all. It made zero sense to me. So I went up to her and asked her about it afterwards. And she says, well, yeah, the research is pretty clear. And I went and looked at the research. And then I looked at the designs. And what I found was the courses were working the way they were designed to do. And they were designed to alienate students. They were designed to keep them isolated. They were designed to mimic classroom control structures where the whole purpose was for the teacher to keep the student focused on the content and completely ignored the reality of what people go to school for. Yeah, they go to school for the content, but it's not what keeps them coming back to school every day. And it goes back to earlier research, a guy named Tinto. In the early 70s, a lot of the research goes back to the early 70s, and we've forgotten most of the lessons learned there. And the research on persistence, which is, persistence is the term they use to talk about students who stay in school and persist till they get to the end, as opposed to the dropouts. So the people who persist have more things drawing them into the educational environment than they have things pulling them away. And money is only part of it. The big part of it, but it's only part of it. The other part is, do they feel connected? Do they have some sort of anchor? Do they have any kind of reason to go beyond turning in their papers? And in those days, and I think even now, because I don't know, because I haven't been in the business for 12 years, the purpose is not, and I get on this hobby horse once in a while. It's like they call them learning management systems, LMSs. They're not learning management systems. They're learner management systems. Because learning management is something different. Remember, learning management is not, how do I know if they are studying the stuff? How do I know if they're showing up in class? That's learner management. And everything designed for online education by any of the big names focused on administration. It did not focus on learning. It did not focus on scaffolding. It did not focus on any of the tools that teachers need to facilitate learning. It focused on the tools teachers, administrations needed to administer education. Pretty much all of them. Yeah, sure. It's like, it seems insane now. But in 1999, 2000, they didn't have they didn't have threaded discussion boards in the learning management systems. They didn't exist. They didn't have those kinds of facilities where students could talk to other students. As far as the student was concerned, they would log into their account and they would be the only person in the universe taking that course. As far as I know, it's not quite that bad anymore, but it's close. Oh, here comes the lady with the kid on her chest. We're both late today. Good morning. A medium-sized dog and a small auxiliary dog, and then the baby on a carrier. Oh, who's that? Somebody's coming up behind me. Coming up behind. Get ready. Stay with me. Bunk post. So yeah, Stephanie tagged me on Twitter yesterday, last night, and said, you know, when did we start doing this? I started in January 1999. I think Stephanie started at the same time. And our goal was to find ways to use all of the computing power that students had in front of them to help them learn, to augment their learning. And if we had any kind of support for administration, that was gravy. Completely turned the whole thing on its head. We had really amazing success. We had classes that went from 25% students completing them to 95% of the students completing them. They weren't leaving our courses. And the reason was that we made it possible for them to connect not only to their instructors but to each other, and we encouraged them to do so. Back in the day, it used to be online was anywhere, anytime. And it was really a problem because it's not anywhere, anytime. It's everywhere all the time. And that lesson seems to have been lost, because right now the big emphasis in online is synchronous. It's not anytime. It's not all the time. It's Tuesdays from 5 to 9, or 9 to noon, or whatever. The emphasis on Zoom instruction just rips the guts out of it. It's like takes the worst of both and tries to come up with something that works. And it's like, no, synchronous communication has its place. It's not the answer. There is no answer. There is no single answer. So yeah, I guess it's got me kind of wound up a little bit again this morning. I need to stop worrying about that and start getting back into the wizard's cat. The last few days have been... I wondered how long that would last. Guy's in the process of putting up rabbit fence around his tomatoes. Yeah. There are rabbits. The coyotes have been driven off, and the rabbits are taking over. somebody's sprinkler coming on. So I finally came to the end of Bob and Nikki yesterday, at least for the moment. I don't know what I'm, what am I reading now? Chameleon. I don't remember who I had it. I'm only like 3 pages in, so. It's rough. Really rough. We'll see. It might smooth out. It may be just a question of I've gone from okay. I got through 17 volumes of Jerry Boyd, and Jerry's writing is, it's captivating. But rough doesn't even begin to describe it. I'm choosing to believe that he does it stylistically, that he's doing it on purpose. That I choose to believe that. And I can't really say much bad about it, because he dragged me through 17 volumes. And I'm looking forward to 18, because there's going to be an 18, because he does the thing that I really hate, which is leaves it on a cliffhanger. And I still read it. I don't exactly know what the secret of this is, but I still read it. I do know the answer is the characters. The characters drag me along. The plot is amusing, but the characters drag me along. There are a lot of characters. Holy crap. So I have to start reading something else now. I'm probably going to back off from... Well, no, that's not true, because I was going to say Chameleon is science fiction. See, I got a lot of suggestions. I finally got through all the emails from the newsletter. I do respond to the emails. If you reply to an email newsletter, if you reply to the newsletter, I will eventually respond. I got through the last of them last night. Well, yesterday. It's something to do while I'm sitting in the board meetings. Thank you. somewhere earlier. So it's supposed to be in the 70s today. That's the good news. The bad news is I used the last of my charcoal last night, so I can't grill today. I have to do something else. Morning though. In the shade anyway. All this tree, all this vegetation is gonna go away soon. Tumble down fence is gonna get fixed. Gotta love it. At any rate, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.